This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Independence Day, Monday, July 4th, AD 2022. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On June 28th, two Muslim men murdered a 48-year-old tailor named Kanhaiya Lal in India's Udaipur city and posted a video of the killing on social media, reports the Christian Post. The Muslim radicals, identified as Ghas Mohammed and Riaz by New Delhi Television, attempted to behead the Hindu tailor for supporting a politician from the country's ruling Hindu nationalist BJP party who had spoken against Mohammed, Islam's false prophet. In a television appearance in late May 2022, BJP spokeswoman Nupur Sharma questioned Mohammed's marriage to his youngest wife, Aisha, when she was 6, and his consummation of the marriage when she was 9. Last Friday, after authorities imposed a curfew and blocked access to the internet following violent protests, Bishop John Kanawha told Asia News, quote, "I condemn the incident. I appeal for peace and harmony among all the communities," end quote. The two Muslim men were arrested within hours of the incident as they tried to flee on motorcycles. Pray that God would open the minds of the Muslims in India, like he did for the disciples in Luke 24, verse 45, so they can, quote, understand the scriptures, end quote. In the wake of the Supreme Court's landmark Dobbs decision that overturned Roe v. Wade on June 24th, a renewed surge of terrorism has been unleashed against churches and pregnancy resource centers, with at least 25 attacks occurring across the country over a 7-day span, reports the Washington Stand. In a particularly brazen act that took place on June 27th in Portland, Oregon, a group of 100 pro-abortion protesters marched near a building which houses the office space of Hinson Baptist Church and a pro-life group. In broad daylight and in the view of police, a group of extremists broke away, smashing dozens of windows and defacing the sides of the building with graffiti. Notably, 17 out of the 25 attacks occurred in predominantly liberal cities and states, including Nashville, Portland, Philadelphia, New York City, Houston, and New Orleans, as well as in California, Colorado, Washington State, New Hampshire, and Northern Virginia. Tragedy in San Antonio, Texas. On June 27th, 46 illegal immigrants were found dead in the back of a semi-truck, reports the San Antonio Express News. The San Antonio Fire Department first discovered the semi-truck a week ago Monday at the 9600 block of Quintana Road. The number of dead has since increased to 51 as more of the illegal immigrants from Mexico, Guatemala, and Honduras died in area hospitals. There are still 12 being treated. At least two of the people that died have been confirmed to be two girls from Guatemala. There were no signs of air conditioning or water in the back of the truck. Christian radio talk show host Janet Mefford, who was syndicated on 450 stations for 12 years, wrote a blog entitled, "A Plea That Shouldn't Be, Christians, Read Your Bible." She noted that, quote, "In just 1 year's time, more than 45 million American adults have become disengaged from the Bible, according to the American Bible Society's latest State of the Bible report. Millions of professing Christians are not reading the Bible either, nor do they have a biblical worldview. George Barna has been reporting on that for years. That's pathetic. No, that is disastrous," end quote. In an interview with The Worldview, Mefford cited the lyrics of a timely Kelly Willard song.
The song that I referenced in my blog post was a song she did called "Lover of the World," and the lyric was, "Christians with no time for Jesus, tell me how can this be true? We've all laid aside our first love. Oh, what are we going to do?" And I think that really perfectly encapsulates what's going on. We have all of these statistics that are coming down every few months about the church disengaging from the Bible or people having terrible worldviews who claim to be Christians. For example, Dr. George Barna just recently came out with further research showing that 37% of pastors have a biblical worldview. That is shocking to me. And of those numbers, only 13% of teaching pastors, 12% of children's and youth pastors, and only 4% of executive pastors have a biblical worldview. Where do we get a biblical worldview? From the Bible. If the pastors, if the shepherds are not deeply reading, studying, and preaching the word to the sheep, how in the world can the sheep get excited about reading, studying, and living out the truths of Scripture? It won't happen.
Mefford explained that solid theology and transformation flow out of regular time in the Word of God.
When we're not in the Bible, we are missing out on the Lord working in our lives. Period. I think we're in a time where people think God just is my buddy and God is my pal and he just wants me to be happy. This is kind of the cultural Christianity, this shallow, really shallow prosperity gospel infused cultural Christianity that a lot of people ascribe to while claiming to be born again. Boy, there's a lot in the Bible that we don't want to hear because we are sinners and we do need to be sanctified according to his word. How is that going to happen if you're not hearing it preached and if you're not reading it yourself?
Psalm 119 verse 105 declares, "Your word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path." On today's edition of Generations Radio, I guest host for Kevin Swanson and chat with Dan Fisher, author of Bringing Back the Black-Robed Regiment, how the 18th century church stood for liberty and why it must do so again. Discover how the pastors of the American colonies, derisively called the Black-Robed Regiment by the British, boldly taught their congregations the biblical principles to resist tyranny.
The British knew the influence that pastors had. Many of these pastors had been preaching the biblical perspective on proper governance, on the right and responsibility of citizens to engage, spoke out against tyranny. They were part of the whole process of moving toward independence. There were pastors fanning those flames when the war breaks out. They're recruiting men from their churches and their communities, and many of these preachers are leading them off literally onto battlefields to fight. They all preached in black robes in those days. That was just the custom. The British knew all of this, and they were trying to put a target on these guys. So that's why they called them the Black-Robed Regiment.
Hear the inspiring stories of Pastor Peter Muhlenberg of Woodstock, Virginia, Pastor Jonas Clark of Lexington, Massachusetts, and Pastor James Caldwell of Elizabethtown, New Jersey. Just go to generations.org/radio. And finally, toward our new goal of raising $80,000 by tomorrow, July 5th, to keep the worldview on the air, 24 listeners made donations. Our thanks to David and Kirsten in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and Greta in Cannon City, Colorado, both of whom gave $25, Mark in Goodyear, Arizona, and Jessica in West Valley, New York, both of whom gave $30, Jamie in Macon, Georgia, who gave $40, and Linda in Princeton, Illinois, and Ida in Cedar City, Utah, both of whom gave $50. We're grateful to Calvin in Odessa, Minnesota, Jackie in Tempe, Arizona, Tice and Julie in Fort Worth, Texas, Paul and Monica in San Antonio, Texas, and Sherry in Ballston Lake, New York, each of whom gave $100. We appreciate the generosity of Jessica in Lathrop, California, who pledged $10 per month for 12 months for a gift of $120, Donna in Christiana, Tennessee, who gave $135, Brittany in Ferndale, Washington, and Kim in Monument, Colorado, both of whom gave $150, as well as Dean in Moriarty, New Mexico, and Max and Elizabeth in Cordova, Illinois, both of whom gave $200. And we praise God for Lexi in Staten, Oregon, who pledged $20 per month for 12 months for a gift of $240. Kirsten in Drake, Colorado, who gave $250. Dawn in Estero, Florida, and Janice in Monterey, California, both of whom gave $1,000, as well as Jean in Columbia, South Carolina, and an anonymous donor in Greenwood, Missouri, both of whom gave $2,000. Those 24 new gifts total $8,195. Ready for our new grand total? Drum roll, please. $84,699. That means that we not only surpassed our initial $76,000 goal, but we surpassed our updated $80,000 goal by $4,699. Absolutely incredible. It is awesome to witness the work of the Lord through our little newscast. 1 Chronicles 16, verse 24 proclaims, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever." And we still have today and tomorrow remaining. So, whether you feel led to give a small gift or a large one, just go to theworldview.com. Click on Give, select the dollar amount, and then click on the recurring tab button if that's your wish. Thank you for prayerfully investing the resources that God has entrusted to you to keep this Christian newscast on the air. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Independence Day, July 4th, in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.